Welcome, everybody. This is John Stroud. I am your host here at the ROCKS podcast. So what is ROCKS? Again, that is referrals over cocktails, or could be referrals over caffeine, whatever your drink of choice is. But this is our podcast where we like to highlight local businesses that join us at the ROCKS events and also our sponsors. And we kind of got both here today. I'd like to introduce our guest. It's Dave Williams with 843 Benefits and Health Marketplace. Thanks for joining us today,
Dave. You got it, John. Thanks so much.
So we've said the name of your business, 843 Benefits and Health Marketplace. Tell me a little bit about 843. How long has your business been open? How long have you been doing this?
Well, as far as how long we've been doing it, it's been over 20 years. Got a lot of experience in the business. We started out just being financial advisors, but became a specialist in health insurance a long time ago. About 6 or 7 years ago, we opened up 843 Benefits and Health Marketplace because of the way the federal healthcare.gov system had kind of progressed. There was a significant need for an understanding of the individual side, which is the 843 Health Marketplace piece. And then you have businesses that are trying to put together their own plans that have different reporting requirements with the Affordable Care Act, and that's the 843 benefit side. So we handle both business and individual under two kind of separate wings to keep things a little separated.
That's fantastic. And one of the questions I like to ask people is if you gave me your elevator pitch, if I said, hey, Dave, what do you do in 30 seconds or less, how would you explain that to me so I fully understood? You might have just done that, but do it again if you would.
Well, on the group side, you know, obviously we handle strategies and come up with as many sustainable solutions. Health insurance prices are crazy. So, you know, we do what we can to shop that around. But then we follow it up with a really high level of concierge service and education. And I think education is one of the most important parts about benefits these days because the government's throwing so much back at everybody to make their own choices in so many different things that our educational approach kind of helps empower everybody to make their own decisions, whether it's on the benefit side or even on the individual side.
Fantastic. Tell me about your story. Why are you in this business? What was it? What's your big why?
You know, it's funny. Years ago, I mean, my parents were both teachers, and I think my mom was a school principal at some point, and my dad was a math teacher, and I became a tennis coach years ago when I came out of college, and then somewhere along the way, just kind of hit some ceilings that I couldn't kind of push through, but always loved the educational side. And a friend of mine got me into financial services. I think I just always loved teaching people about how to manage their money or manage their risk or whatever it might be. And somewhere along the line, insurance became kind of my thing where I just understood the terminology and I was able to explain the whole deductible, coinsurance, out-of-pocket maximum formulas for people in such a way that they could understand them pretty well. It just kind of has kind of stuck. It's been my door opener ever since, and now it's just our specialty.
That's fantastic. So if I was to ask you, there are a lot of insurance providers out there. There are a lot of different carriers. There's a lot of people who sell insurance to businesses and individuals. What sets 843 Benefits and Health Marketplace apart from all of the others?
Well, first and foremost, we're a brokerage agency. So we work with anybody. We're not carrier specific. We don't have any special selling agreements or anything. But the big part about being an independent is that we retain 100% of everything that we earn. And one of the things that I don't think a lot of people understand is how just the structure in our industry works. You have a lot of people that are kind of compensated by new sales all the time. And it becomes very incentivized to bring in new clients and then move on to the next. And one of the things that I love about how we're set up is we make the same amount of money with a client on day one as we do on day 1,000. And so we're really more incentivized to take care of our businesses and take care of our clients as much as possible. And we're not pushed to have to go out and get new sales. New sales happen, and that's fantastic, and we love it. But at the same time, our most important priority are our existing clients.
That's fantastic. And that does actually separate you because having been in human resources for a long time, I do understand how every year you're trying to be sold the next plan or the next greatest, you know, gadget or whatever. So that's fantastic. Tell us about one of your most recent wins, somewhere where you helped a client in a way that was just a fantastic deal for the client and you all.
Well, most recently, we've done a lot of work with the Charleston Digital Corridor, and we've been a member there for a while and have helped some of the companies that are kind of in that startup phase where they're just trying to figure out their way. We worked with two companies, actually. Cloud on Tap was one that we brought in maybe about 6 months to a year ago, and they were just working with a friend in the business, and they didn't really realize what a true insurance agency or brokerage could bring to the table. And we were able to get them set up with a benefit admin system, a portal, so all their employees could log in and see their benefits. They could do all their onboarding online. Everything is done for free as well, which they didn't quite expect. I think they always kind of ask at the end of the day, all right, how much do we owe you for this? And that's one of the other beauties of working with somebody like myself, is the clients never pay us anything. So the carriers compensate us, and so we provide as many tools as possible to try and make the whole benefit plan seamless and go online and work on it.
That's huge.
Yeah. QuickSort RX is another one that we just did. I think they only have about 10 employees, and they're growing. But they were working with somebody out of Texas that just never was able to provide benefit summaries or educations. The employees didn't know what they had. The CFO was doing everything with paper trails and faxing off forms, and now everything's digital and online, and everybody can access all their benefits and understand what they're paying for 24/7. So two really good success stories we've had recently with those guys.
That's really awesome. So if I was to ask you, if I were sitting in front of your next best client, what are the struggles they're having? What are the things they're saying where I say, I should send them to Dave?
Well, probably the first thing is just somebody who doesn't call you back. It sounds simple and stupid, but honestly, it's one of the things that I pride myself on. Most all my clients have my cell phone, my email address. I don't hire account managers. I have plenty of people supporting the business behind the scenes, but all the employees for the companies that work with us know to reach out to me. And I appreciate that, because that's something that helps me keep a pulse on what's going on. So if somebody's not getting callbacks or feel like they're just a little lost, that's a great place to start. But in general, that client who is maybe just kind of getting 10 to 12 employees and they're realizing that they need to actually start providing some benefits, or looking to attract or retain some key talent, and maybe they need to compete with some of the higher, larger companies. Maybe they've spun off a company and they're trying to pull in talent from that larger company and compete with the bigger benefits portals or bigger benefit plans that the other company had. We can come in and craft some really good strategies and make it look robust without really spending a whole lot of money.
Man, fantastic. We are sitting here talking with Dave Williams at 843 Benefits and Health Marketplace. We are going to take a quick little break, though, and give a moment for our sponsor of today's podcast, for the Rock Podcast. Funny enough, it's actually Dave at 843 Benefits, so you get to hear him again.
Hey, this is Dave over at 843 Benefits. We are your local problem solver for all things related to benefits and insurance for small businesses and employers here in Charleston. If we can help, look us up on the web at 843benefits.com.
Welcome back. Hey, it's the Rocks Podcast. I'm your host, John Stroud. Again, Rocks is R-O-C-S. That's referrals over cocktails. And this is our podcast to help us get to know some of the people who come to the Rocks events and also our sponsors. Today, again, we're talking with Dave Williams with 843 Benefits and Health Marketplace. Something you said earlier that really stuck out to me was that, both your parents were educators. You, as we've been sitting here, I've been learning. So it sounds like that's really, you have a product, you have a service, but you really educate people. That sounds like that's really makes a difference in your business.
Well, when you're selling something like health insurance, everybody's selling the same thing. So you have to provide some type of value proposition come up with a way to differentiate yourself. And with that educational background, it's just a matter of kind of taking what I think are one of the most complex things in the world is health insurance and the way they describe things, and bringing it down into a level that everybody can understand. And I don't think the carriers do a great job of that. I don't think the government does a great job of that. So they kind of rely on people like myself to be able to relay to the general population in simple terms some of these more complex concepts with deductibles and coinsurance and out-of-pocket maximums and how it all works together and what happens when you actually go to the hospital and have a $20,000 claim for something. We have those conversations. I have conversations with parents who have kids who get diagnosed with something really significant and severe, and they need to know how health insurance works. And they need somebody to be able to help them understand that.
Yeah. It's sort of like, I like to tell people sometimes I don't walk on water, but if I know where the stumps are, I can help you across very well. So that's fantastic. Well, what's the best way for people to be able to reach out to you, Dave?
We're kind of out there on everything. So you can reach us on LinkedIn if you need to. We've got a website at 843BHM, which is the Benefits and Health Marketplace acronym. You can also go directly to 843Benefits if you need to as well. But whether it's Instagram or LinkedIn or just regular websites, you can find us pretty easy.
Fantastic. That's great. Are there any last thoughts, anything else you'd love to share with the listeners?
You know, I feel like I'm a very blessed person in the business I have. I really don't see myself as ever selling anybody. I feel like I provide enough information to everybody to be able to understand their choices and come to the decision on their own. And then I just help facilitate everything else. So it's just it's a great industry for me to be a part of. I think it serves a lot of purposes just, in my soul and helping people understand this kind of stuff. And at the same time, I'm a part of so many young businesses that are growing. You just get to hear so many different stories, which is just fantastic.
That's awesome. Dave, it's been a pleasure to interview you and have a chance to talk with
Loved
you.
Loved it.
Again, yeah, Dave Williams with 843 Benefits and Health Marketplace. So you have been listening to the Charleston Rocks podcast. If you would like to join us at one of the events, go to charlestonrocks.com to learn more information. We meet every third Wednesday of the month from 5 to 7. In June, on June 21st, the meeting or the event is going to be at the Wine Cellar at the Mount Pleasant Town Center. Just go on the charlestonrocks.com, register for the event so they know you're coming. There is no charge. You're welcome. We'd love to have you out there. And the meeting is going to be at different places each month, so pay attention to that. Again, we are thankful that you listened to Charleston Rocks podcast. We hope to see you next time.